You're going to read with us tonight. We're going to read Psalm out of the 51st book of Psalm and 2 Timothy, the second chapter, I believe it is. We're going to read some. First chapter, we're going to start with the first verse. It says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, and a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar." 2 Timothy, I believe it is. Second Timothy, the second chapter. We're going to start. We'll start with about the 12th verse. "If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of 2 Timothy and then the whole chapter, and that of Psalms, the 51st chapter. And I just asked you to pray for us for just a minute. We'd be able, hopefully, to get ourselves out of the way and do that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. This is some wonderful scripture. Both of them are. They're probably, you might think, well, how's those two go together? Just got a thought tonight. We'd like to leave it with you. God help us for just a minute. The Bible says here in the 51st chapter, and you'll find in this 51st chapter that David had acknowledged his sinful condition unto God. And you'll find that he cried out and he wanted the Lord to accept him, and he wanted him to do clean him, because David knew he could not clean himself. And he made mention, he said, I'd give the burnt offering, he said, but you wouldn't accept it. He wouldn't accept it. He said, this is what God will accept from a man. He said, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. So it comes down, as we says in another scripture, it says a broken heart and a contrite spirit. If you'll have such, then he will not turn you away. And that ain't what I'm going to preach on tonight. I want you to think. Bible says here, and that of David, recognizing that of his condition and recognizing that it took God to cleanse him. He said something in the 7th verse. He said, purge me with hyssop. He said, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Purge me. I want to talk just a little bit tonight, God help us, my friend, about purge, about being purged, and about purging. There's something, brethren, that not only that God has to do, but there's something for man to do when it comes to salvation. You say, preacher, I can't save myself. None of us can. Not any of us. And none of us can keep ourselves. Brethren, even unspotted from the world. But the Bible says that a man ought to purge himself. Purge himself from these, my friend, that he might be a good vessel or a vessel meet for the master's use. My friend, there's more into purging than we give credit sometimes. Did you know? My friend, now years ago, we was down at Union Grove Baptist Church. My friend, we had a well dug over there. My friend, and when that water come out of there, it was muddy. My friend, just run a stream of mud. And my friend, and that well driller told us, he said, it's liable to do that for 2 or 3 days. And my friend, or longer. And my friend, he said, what you need to do, and my friend, is purge the well. And my friend, purge the well. And my friend, the well was there, the water was there, but it needed to be purged. And my friend, we just asked him, and my friend, what is all that detail? And my friend, he said, you turn that pump on, and my friend, and you don't cut her off, and my friend, until it starts running clear water. And my friend, listen, and my friend, they ain't nothing wrong with purging yourself. Did you know that? And my friend, that's what Paul told Timothy. And my friend, he said, Timothy, if a man therefore purge himself, he'll be a vessel fit for the master's use. And my friend, isn't it good tonight? And my friend, I thought about you say, preacher, I don't understand that. We didn't dig another well. And my friend, brethren, that run mud for 2 days. And my friend, and 2 nights. And my friend, it run mud. And my friend, I'm talking about just flowed. And my friend, that third day, you know what that well done. And my friend, clear water started coming. And my friend, brother, she got purged. And my friend, of all the filth, and my friend, that was in her mouth. And my friend, you think about it. You think about it. And my friend, the Bible says, except a man first deny himself and take up his cross, and my friend, he cannot follow me. And my friend, and my friend, that's some purging. Did you know that? And my friend, that's some purging. I'm going to have to take my time. And my friend, but you bear with us, brethren, for just a minute. The Bible says, my friend here that he talked to Timothy, and my friend, he said, there's all kind of vessels in a house, and my friend, some of gold, some of silver, some of wood, and some of stone, and he said, some of honor, and some to dishonor. And my friend, brethren, sometimes they ain't nothing wrong with the well, and my friend, it just needs a little purging. Yes, sir. Ray. You can go down to Union Grove Baptist Church to this day. And my friend, and it's got some good water. And my friend, ain't never run muddy. And my friend, since that third day. And thy friend, listen to me. Help thy friend, such is the way of the soul of a man. Help thy friend if he'll purge himself. Help thy friend, sometimes we just need to purge. Help thy friend, I've heard three testimonies tonight. Help thy friend, and whether you'll have it or not, there's some purging involved in all three of them. Yes, they were. Help thy friend, you folks ain't the only one. Help thy friend that had a desire to be here tonight. Help thy friend, no sir. No sir. And my friend, you know, some days we overcome a lot. And my friend, and some days we don't have much to overcome. And my friend, ain't it good? And my friend, ain't it good when you can just press on? And my friend, make the way. You say, preacher, the Lord made the way. And my friend, he helps you make it. And my friend, I don't care what you say. And my friend, every one of us is an individual. And my friend, and you've got choices. And my friend, you most certainly have. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, there's been times that I've felt just like David. And my friend, forgive me, O Lord. Forgive me. And my friend, he said, I've sinned against thee and thee only. You say, preacher, that ain't so. Yes, it is. My friend, brother, there's times that God's asked me to move. My friend, that I didn't move. My friend, I didn't sin against you. My friend, no, sir. My friend, but I sinned against him. And being disobedient. Yes, sir. And my friend, brethren, it takes some purging. And my friend, did you know that? It takes some purging. It takes some purging on my part. And my friend, yes, sir. Sometimes just to open that book. Yes, sir. And my friend, brethren, the Lord get to talking to me. And my friend, and I might be in the middle of something. I have been. And my friend, brethren, and I say, Lord, I'll wait till I get finished with this little whatever I'm doing. And my friend, Lord, has impressed me again. You know what I normally do? And my friend, I just lay it down. And my friend, it's best thing to do. And my friend, let's go look her up. And my, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, you know, David said, purge me with hyssop and I will be clean. And my friend, David knew that he couldn't get rid of his sin. No, sir. No, sir. Except the Lord purged him. And my friend, he wouldn't have been clean. Boys, no, he wasn't. And my friend, David didn't live in the day that me and you living in. And my friend, no, sir. But David knew the joy of his salvation. Yes, he did. He asked him to restore it. And my friend, he knowed something. And my friend, yes, he did. Yes, sir. David didn't want to fight a battle. And my friend, without the Lord help. And my friend, no, sir. No, he didn't. He knowed. He knowed he is a frail man. And my friend, you can read it in his writing. And my friend, he talked about how frail he was. And my friend, brethren, we're frail tonight. Yes, we are. My friend, I don't care if we do. My friend, stand up and shake ourselves. And my friend, like old Samson did. And my friend, brethren, I'll tell you, sometimes we'll get up and shake ourselves and we realize our strength's gone. And my friend, have you ever done that? Have you ever been there? And my friend, sometimes you just need to purge. Purge the old system just a little bit. And my friend, I worked in the chemical company. And my friend, and we had chemicals. And brethren, that they couldn't go together. And my friend, we had to keep them separated. And my friend, yes, sir. Now, it's amazing, some of it, my friend, how it really works. And my friend, brethren, they were some of them, brethren, that we put together. And my friend, but it had to have a whole lot of extra. And my friend, what we call filler. And my friend put in it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And filler in this case, and my friend, was oil. And my friend, just old black tar-looking oil. And my friend, really and truly, it was the dregs that come off of diesel fuel. And my friend, at the refinery. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They'd haul that stuff in. And my friend, it had to be 200 and something degrees, or it would never come off the tanker. And that tells you maybe a little bit about the consistency of it. And my friend, but we had to put about 2/3 of a tank, and my friend, of that kind of oil, and in a tank before we could put the two components, and my friend, in that could they couldn't be together. You understand? And my friend, you put them one on one, and my friend, you'd have a big mess. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Therefore, we had to do a lot of purging. And my friend, yes, sir, we had tanks of this stuff. And my friend, and we figured it up. And you know how many gallons it took from that tank, and my friend, to the tank we was making it in. And you had to purge that line. And my friend, these two components going to be in it. And my friend, that did not come compact. And my friend, you know what I mean. And my friend, you get them together one on one. Next thing you know, you needed dynamite. Yes, sir, that's what it took. And my friend, to break them apart. And my friend, we run the same item a lot of times in the same line. And my friend, and then we'd take this old black oil and we'd run it in that line. And my friend, and we'd run 1,000 gallons, my friend, more of the oil than we did the other. And my friend, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about keeping your line purged. How hard you can use it. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, we had the same problem. And my friend, brother, we had components. And my friend, that there's in two separate tanks. And my friend, and they come out into one nozzle. And my friend, and that nozzle was 4 foot, 5 foot long. And my friend, I want you to get the concept. And my friend, and the necessity. And my friend, I purge in a line. And my friend, David knowed what he was. And he said, purge me with hyssop. And my friend, that I might be clean. And my friend, he wanted to be clean tonight. Folks, he wanted to be clean. And my friend, he knowed he couldn't clean himself. I know he couldn't. these folks, and my friend, these folks today, my friend, round about trying to clean themselves. Did you know that? Can I tell you something? My friend, you trying to clean yourself is about like David trying to hide his sin. Yes, sir. My friend, all it done was get bigger. My friend, it got, it growed. Yes, sir. It was a small problem when David sinned. My friend, before he got finished, is a mountain. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not only that, my friend, he had a God, my friend, that knowed all about it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, them two chemicals, we call them A and B. My friend, and you didn't put A and B together. My friend, you did, you was in trouble. My friend, well, the salesmen would go out and they'd distribute. My friend, show how this works. My friend, this A and B component is the same component that they make boats out of. My friend, yes, sir. It took both of them. I mean, it took so much of this one and so much of that one. My friend, it wasn't 50-50. My friend, so you had to have the right apparatus. My friend, well, in that mixing tube that's 4 or 5 foot long, my friend, if you didn't purge that thing or clean that thing, when you run them two components through there, you wouldn't run no more through it. It was ruined. My friend, yes, sir, a perfectly good piece of equipment. My friend, but them salesmen a lot of times like to cut corner. My friend, and they'd put a little purge in there, and they'd bring it back and get it out the next time to operate it, and they was on the phone. My friend, this thing ain't working. My friend, I've cleaned the many of them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, hear me. When you get all clogged up, my friend, it takes repentance, folks, to clean you up. Yes, it does. It takes repentance. How do you say, preacher? I don't know that I'm that all that clogged. Well, you need to repent. Yes, sir. If you don't know, you're all that clogged. Yes, sir. And my friend, brethren, David, he wanted to be cleansed. He wanted to be purged. Purge yourselves. What Paul told him to do, he said, purge yourself. Said, if a man therefore purge himself, he would become a vessel meet for the master's use. Folks, you say, preacher, I don't like no repentant message. I got news for you. It's the only purge that works. Yes, it is. It's the only one that works. They come out with a chemical that would clear and clean up those parts. But it was very hazardous, and you could not get around it in just normal clothing. You couldn't touch it at all with your finger or your body. It got on you, it'd eat you up, just like it'd eat that up. That's how potent it was. Folks, I want you to know you can try a little do better. You can try a little feel better. But there ain't but one thing that'll absolutely clean you up, and that's repentance. That's the purge. That's what'll purge the line. That's what'll take care of all the equipment. When we repent, how do we feel? Huh? How do we feel? Clean, don't we? That what David wanted? Purge me, Lord, with hyssop, that I might be clean. Wash me, that I might be whiter than snow. He wanted to be clean, folks, between him and the Lord. So therefore, you say, preacher, I'm going to say this. God can forgive you. God will forgive you. But repentance comes from you. Do you know that? Repentance comes from you. You want to be that vessel, meet for the Master's use. Folks, then we're going to have to do some purging. One writer said here, if I'm not mistaken, he said, purge out the old leaven that they might be a new lump. Huh? That they might be a new lump. I could get into a lot of things tonight, but I probably ain't able. That's okay. Listen, purge. Purge. And that purging, if it does any good, it'll come from you. Well, pray to the Lord that is the one that does it. Yeah, but he wants to hear from you. You're going to be the instigator here. You're going to be the initiator. You're going to be the one that comes to him. And you're going to cry out to him just like David did and say, purge me, O God, that I might be clean. Wash me, that I might be white as snow. He's the only one that can. He most certainly is. I hope you got something out of the message tonight.